You can continue your story.
When Beta was speaking to her mother and the father on the phone one day, and they were living in Florida, and they were coming to Pittsburgh for a wedding of Nina. Exactly, whom I did not know at that time. And Maida and I knew we were going to get married, but she had not told her mother and father, because they were coming the next week. And she said, when you're up here, I'd like you to leave an evening aside. I want somebody that I'd like you to meet. Well, this was unheard of. She had never said anything to them about meeting anybody else in the years that she was divorced, the 5 years that she had been divorced and going out. So they knew this was serious when she came out. And so her father said to her on the phone, is he a Pittsburgh boy? She said, no, he's from Butler. And he said, and what does his father do? I'm 57 years old, 58 years old at this time, but he was still a Jewish, and she had mother and children and so forth. As far as he was concerned, she was still a little girl, and he wanted to know all this. I thought, there's the Jewish father, Sam Barrick.
That's right. That's what happened.
Nice man. Very nice. I miss him.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I really miss him. We became very close friends in the few years that we had together. And I think about him a lot. Nice man. Too bad.
Nothing is forever, as you well know.
No. Mm-hmm.
Arthur, may I thank you for a most enlightening interview. I've enjoyed every moment.
I've enjoyed the interview.
And remember, you're going to be at Hillman.
I know.
For posterity. If your children want to know what's going on, they really can't, because this is all private.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How do they hear it? Can they?